You ever just want to listen to some random people talk about the Packers?
Well, you're in luck, because we're two random people who talk about the Packers.
And other interesting things.
I'm Mary.
And I'm Craig.
And this is Pack Chat.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Pack Chat folks.
All right, so we are going to recap today the Colts game and the Bears game, and then talk about like a couple of moves the Packers made in recent days, and then also help celebrate two very special birthdays today.
It's
our favorite Aaron's.
Our favorite Aaron's birthdays, that's right. Aaron Rodgers turns 37.
And Aaron Jones, 26. Happy birthday, guys.
Wow, should we sing to them?
Feel free to, you know, give us a shout out on Twitter after you listen to this.
You know, this is probably on their list of things to do on their birthday. They probably watch the Steelers and the Ravens game on Wednesday night or afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it started at like 2:30 because I got a notification from my fantasy football. Like, who's that Claypool? He's in the end zone or in the red zone. I'm like, what? Like, there's football playing right now.
And does that count as this week's play?
Week 12.
Weird.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be week 12.
Yeah. No, I know, but
okay.
Like, you probably don't have any players in your starting lineup that were moved to today because they weren't sure when they were going to do it.
He was in my starting lineup.
Oh, he was. Oh.
Yeah, because I left him in there.
Gotcha.
I just assumed they were going to play at some point, I guess. It's kind of risky.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's okay. I could take the risk. I was playing you and you brought in 46 points total.
That reduces my credibility
to
be a Pack Chat host.
It's your worst performance ever, fantasy football.
It's really bad. And I did that in another league as well, really underperformed. It was a bad week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have to belabor the Packers' loss too much to the Colts. So we apologize for not recapping that game. But, you know, it's a game really the Packers should have won. Right, they were up 28-14 at halftime, and they end up losing 31-34 to the Colts. Rodgers had a pretty good game, throws one pick.
Yeah, our offense was great the first half, but we did kind of deserve to lose to the Colts because we scored 3 points in the second half.
It was a very poor showing.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was absurd.
And the Packers, we just couldn't overcome the number of turnovers we had, right? So Rodgers, MVS, Darius Shepherd have lost fumbles, and Rodgers threw a pick. So we had four turnovers.
You can't win when you give the ball away that many times, because I'm pretty sure they scored off of almost all of those. Not the Rodgers fumble. Like, we got lucky with that one,
because
then like they fumbled, then we got it back.
That's right.
But I think they scored off of the MVS one. Are you talking about the MVS one? That's an overtime, right?
That's the overtime one.
Yeah, they scored off of that.
And the Darius Shepherd one, they did.
I think it was a field goal off of the Shepherd one. I don't remember what happened off of the interception, though.
Yeah, they didn't return it to the – boy, so long ago now.
Well, I don't remember that one.
But, yeah, the Packers end up dropping this. And it went to overtime, right? They had tied it up.
For once, we got the ball.
We got the ball. It was so exciting. It's like Rodgers has the ball in his hands in overtime. And, yeah, it looked like we were going to just drive down the field and score. I think we had moved the sticks once. And, yeah, it was just a little screen play out to MVS, and he fumbled it, which his first fumble in 42?
Is this his first fumble ever?
I think it was his first fumble ever.
Wow.
During a regular season game. And
granted, he doesn't catch the ball always, so kind of minimizes chances of fumbling if you don't catch the ball in the first place.
Well, I think they compared it to number of touches.
Okay.
Like touches through his first 3 years, and you know, he's had less fumbles than Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson. And so, I mean, it was awful, right? Some people were coming out and making death threats to him, and it's just horrible. But he's a really solid guy. I mean, he seemed to have taken it in stride. And then, unfortunately, this past week he gets hurt in practice. He still played against the Bears this past Sunday but didn't record a reception. So he really wasn't able to have a redemption game. But I think this...
And Shepherd is cut.
Yeah, I think that was... The writing was on the wall for Darius Shepherd after that Colts game. Even though he did play for the Bears, I think things started in motion there. I mean, he's a guy that when you're at the bottom of the roster, you can't make a killer mistake like that and expect to stay on it.
So when they cut a player, do they, like, talk to the coach before they do that?
I would think so,
Or do they just say, hey, Fleur, he's gone.
I
figure it out.
I think a well-functioning organization would have your GM talking to the coach and probably talking to not just LaFleur, but also Meninga, their special teams coach. And, yeah, hopefully they're having many conversations, the wide receivers coach, you know, because ultimately they need to have a guy to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Darius Shepherd was cut, but that was in concert with them signing Tavon Austin, who was a free agent. He was a first-round pick in 2013, so he is older. I think he's 30 now. But he's a speedster, kick returner. He brings a lot of experience, and I think they're hoping to kind of have a Tyler Irvin A and a Tyler Irvin B. So I don't know.
How injured is Tyler Irvin? So like, what's the situation with that?
I don't know how injured he is.
Have we looked at the recent like injury report from the Packers?
I haven't seen it. I haven't looked at it. Let's see. It's Wednesday. I don't know if they.
But usually they list like if what they did in practice and stuff.
True. True.
So it's like you generally have an idea. Owen Lindsley, is he? He's out for like 3 to 6 weeks.
3 to 6 weeks with an MCL injury. Yeah.
Packers injury report 4 hours ago.
Okay, what do we got?
Corey Lindsley is only non-participant in Wednesday's practice.
Oh, that's great.
That is great. That means everybody's
great for him, but
yeah, but that means everybody's ready to go. So Corey Lindsley went out in the game against the Colts.
Yeah,
and I personally think that made a difference. Clearly, it didn't in the Bears game, but things went pretty south after Lindsley went out because Aaron was pressured a lot more. So for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
And I think maybe in the Bears week actually. I'm coming up with this as I go. I think that week they had prepared to not have Lindsley. So, like, the line was better prepared to, like, function without him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas during the Colts game, he goes out injured with his back or something. And then all of a sudden the line was, like, ill-prepared for that. And then it caused Aaron to have a lot more pressure on him. And, I mean, the 3 points in the second half kind of illustrate that.
Yeah, and whether it was play call or adjustments that the Colts made, they just had our number. And, you know, the other piece of it was, yeah, Alan Lazard was back, but he was on a snap count and really didn't contribute much. And, again, it's we kind of get away from the run and utilizing Aaron Jones in those situations for whatever reason. So, yeah, the Packers lose to the Colts. They dropped to 7. Packers dropped to 7-3, and then they play the Bears on Sunday Night Football, and they just absolutely demolished them.
Yeah.
And it was the final score is 41-25, but the defense let them back in a little bit, but at one point it was 41-10.
The coaching staff was not happy with. Well, I mean, Matt LaFleur was not happy with how the defense didn't finish the game, and same with who was it, Raven Green,
mm-hmm.
He got the 2 interceptions. Or no,
Darnell Savage.
So he got the 2 interceptions, and he was even talking about it. Like he's like, yeah, we definitely need to like close the door earlier. They left the door open.
They did. A bad Bears offense score 25 points on them.
Exactly, and like our defense needs to be able to like hold them to their four downs, get them to punt, get off the field and give our offense more opportunities, because if you can't stop the Bears offense in the fourth quarter, how are you going to stop like any team's offense?
And the Packers,
seriously,
I mean, the Packers should be concerned about that. They have the Eagles upcoming immediately.
The Packers defense is just like so bleh. Like they're just like not even there's no high energy or anything in the fourth quarter. Maybe it's because they knew like, hey, we already won, so they weren't playing
well
hard.
They were doing a lot of prevent defense
right,
but like, it's like prevent the big play, but
eventually that ends up in a score. Prevent defense eventually ends up in a score.
Well, and if you keep pressure going on Mitch Trubisky, I mean, Trubisky threw 2 picks.
They did not pressure him.
They stopped pressuring him. They dropped back into coverage. So, yeah, it was unfortunate they got back into it. But really, like I said, at one point the Packers were up 41-10 in the fourth quarter. It seemed over then.
We were up 41. We didn't score after that?
We did not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they finished the game with 15 unanswered points. But big to this game was that Rashawn Gary gets the start opposite of Za'Darius Smith over...
Over Preston.
Over Preston Smith.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Kind of a wake-up call to him. I mean, Preston Smith still ended up playing, but I think it was... yeah, it was a wake-up call to him. I mean, he's a veteran leader. He's highly paid. And the Packers chose to, you know, start Rashawn Gary over him. And it seemed like the message was received. I mean, Preston Smith had a really nice game. He had, I think he had a forced, Za'Darius Smith forced a fumble. Preston Smith recovered it, returned it for a touchdown. He had another sack. It seemed like he was hustling more.
Have you ever been driven like that in sports before? When somebody else is put in and you're like, oh no, I'm going to show them that I am the best.
I would say I haven't, but I could definitely see how that would be motivating.
Would you be driven in that way?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, like in bowling?
Like in bowling, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of an individual sport, so it's hard to get there. But
you're benched from your team.
Well, although when I bowled in high school, which is also going to reduce my credibility as a podcaster, I bowled in high school. We bowled Baker style, so you bowled two frames out of a game. So your best bowlers bowled anchor, you know, the finishing part.
Did that motivate you to want to be the anchor?
Right, you want to be the best. You want to be the highest strike percentage.
I feel like this would apply more to you like in track or cross country.
Sure, if someone started in your relay. But I think,
yeah.
Yes, I can definitely see that.
I could see you pushing yourself in the running, like to run faster than anyone else.
Sure.
I'm not sure I can see you being pushing yourself in baseball.
So you're saying there's two ways this can go, right? This can either shut a person down and be like, exactly, oh, they've given up on me, exactly. and woe is me, and I lose my confidence or whatever. Or it's, you know, like if this was Aaron Rodgers, like an uber competitive person, which maybe I don't know enough about Preston Smith, but, or yeah, it could light a fire. So either you're going to have a guy sulking in the corner that's just like, I don't need this.
Like Jay Cutler.
Yeah, pouty Jay Cutler. Or you're going to have, yeah, someone that's like, no, I'm way better than Rashawn Gary, and I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think I've gone both ways in different sporting things. Like in Ultimate Frisbee, definitely. I felt that when the young people showed up, when I became old. I don't know when I became old. When I hit 30, maybe. Is that, yeah. Do you think that's when we're,
that's
like,
when we can,
we're old, and who are these, like, college kids? But at the same time, sometimes in Frisbee, like, when you clearly see, I talk about Frisbee a lot because I really don't play any other sports between right. that and volleyball anymore. But when you see that they are way better than you, then you kind of shut down a little bit. Like, when you see them, you're like, there's no way I can match that level anymore. So I feel like when you know that they're better, you kind of are like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm fine. I don't need to be the best. But when you know deep down that you are actually better and you weren't doing your best, maybe sure. then that's when it can drive you to do better. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a psychologist.
Oh, it makes sense. And so in this instance, whether the Packers meant to send a message, I mean, it was good for the Packers.
Do you think they're doing that, though, to just send a message? Or they're just like, hey, you've been sucking and Rashawn Gary's better, so he deserves a chance.
Yeah, I think it was both
ways. Is that the message?
I think the message is both ways. It's like Rashawn Gary.
Or do you think it was like, let's scheme to try to get him to play better. I know what we'll do. We'll put in Rashawn Gary. That'll get Preston Smith.
No, I think it's truly.
Going.
I think it was truly an effort by the Packers to.
Just put in the best.
You're going to play your best players okay. and who's playing the best. And
so it's not political.
No, I think it's. They probably were hoping for this outcome. Like, yeah. Said Preston Smith played better. And I think Preston Smith is also like, he now, looked like he was out of shape.
But now Preston Smith's going to be crabby if they don't start him again.
Well,
like, didn't you see me against the Bears game? I was so good.
I don't know. I look at it.
What? That doesn't mean anything to you?
Preston Smith came, he looked out of shape the first half of the season. He's a guy that maybe needed a good preseason to get up to speed, and he just didn't have it this year. So. But, yeah, so other big takeaways in the game, Mitch Trubisky threw two interceptions to Darnell Savage. So Savage has a really nice game.
I was just reading about him.
Yeah, Savage has a really nice game, and he's actually been playing quite a bit better in the last couple of weeks.
He went out, though.
He did go out.
He landed awkwardly on his back after the second interception.
That's right.
And he is on the injury report. He was as limited participant.
So was Lazard. Injury report limited.
He's questionable. Lazard was questionable. Lindsay was the only one that didn't participate. This Lucas Patrick guy, he...
Our starting guard.
He participated, but he has a toe injury.
Which could
be... I'm sorry. Tough it out. If you have a toe injury...
toe injuries can be exquisitely painful.
I can understand back. I can understand shoulder injuries as an offensive lineman.
Remember when Devontae Adams? Remember when Devontae Adams missed a bunch of games?
That was so annoying when he had turf toe.
It's exquisitely painful.
Well, I feel like that's something that it could be painful, but you could still tough it out.
You really can.
Like, there's certain ones you can't tough out, like a broken leg.
Right. It's a good example. Yeah.
But something like
a severed limb.
Sore quads, you can go.
Kevin King, that's to you.
A toe injury, I've definitely run through foot pain before.
It's not foot
pain. I have run through toe pain.
I have had
toe pain.
Have you had turf toe? I had turf toe once.
I've had my toes hurt before.
And it's different, I'm still different than turf toe. We're not talking about a blister.
We don't know turf toe. It just is listed as toe injury.
All right. It's probably turf toe.
How do you get turf toe in one game?
It's a hyperextension injury to the great toe. And these linemen especially, and like the amount of push-off that they have at the point of attack, like think about all the load of these guys pushing against, not just to move their own body, but then to contact another lineman. You need to have your toe in good shape.
Can't you just pad it up a lot?
Padding really won't help. You could do like a rigid support that can assist with it, but it is very painful to the point where it'll feel like your foot is giving out or your leg is giving out. Yes. It's that painful.
You don't
painful.
Know he has turf toe.
All right.
When it just says toe injury, it's kind of like, really?
I know. It's like putting hangnail.
Like my pinky hurts. I can't play.
It should be big toe injury, whether it's the big toe or it's just a really big toe injury.
Yeah. So is he really good, Lucas Patrick?
He's been great. This is something I wanted to talk about. The Packers' entire offensive line has been amazing. So across the board at tackle, guard, and center, each player is in the top 10 at their respective positions. So Billy Turner, this is according to ESPN, pass block win rate. So this is pass protection. Billy Turner has been number one.
Really?
He's even been better.
We picked him up.
We signed him last year. He didn't do so great as a guard last year by most.
So he's the number one offensive lineman?
Rated lineman for pass blocking win rate.
Okay, so these are just like very specific skills that they're being rated
Well, they can
on.
Either run block or pass block.
You didn't record run block?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that shapes out to be. But for pass protection, which is what we're kind of illustrating, so Rodgers just turned 37, he needs to be protected. He's been sacked. So let's see. They've played 11 games to date. He's only been sacked more than one time once. That was
the Tampa Bay game. That was awful.
That was horrible. But other than that, so Billy Turner's number one for pass block win rate. Bakhtiari's number three amongst offensive tackles. Lindsley is number three at the center position. And Lucas Patrick and Elton Jenkins are numbers 9 and 10 for the guard positions. And, I mean, that's just great. Rodgers wasn't even
an MVP season for Rodgers.
It does. It does, and it should. And Rodgers played like an MVP against the Bears. He only threw for 211 yards, but he had four touchdowns.
He also played pretty well against the Colts. I mean, we still scored. The Packers are the number one team in the NFL. I think it was the NFL, either that or the NFC, for points scored this season. Like, they are just, and it's because Aaron has so much protection.
Yeah, I know.
I was watching, you know, that stupid Undisputed show, Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless and Shannon.
I don't even know why I subject myself to Skip Bayless. But he was just talking about, he's like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers just sat back there. Oh, should I throw it over there? No. Should I throw it over there? No. Oh, yeah, that one looks good. Okay, let's just, yeah. Oh, well, okay, yeah, let's just go this way. He's had so much time.
He has. But the Packers have invested in it, and I mean, you know, they paid Billy Turner big money. They paid Bakhtiari big money. They used a second-round pick on Elton Jenkins.
So basically it turns out we're not missing Bulaga.
I would say that.
By the way, is out injured, right?
Yep. Yeah. And we have needed Rick Wagner, who we signed kind of in his place because, you know, when Lucas Patrick went out, everything shifts around and Lindsley went out. So Elton Jenkins went to center, and then we have to bring in John Runyon.
Wasn't Bakhtiari out a game too?
A while back, yeah. But we have the flexibility and the depth. I mean, John Runyon is a rookie. John Runyon Jr., his dad played in the league. John Runyon Jr. has come in and done a really good job as well.
Oh, Josh Jackson didn't play against the Bears.
Concussion.
Right? Is he pretty good?
He was playing more with Kevin King being out injured. But he's okay. He's maybe our third or fourth best corner.
And Tyler Irvin came back and played, but he was limited.
Swerve. So the Packers will
have...
What
team was Tyler Irvin on before he came to our team?
He'd gotten cut. I mean, we signed him. Last year. Who had him, yeah. He revitalized our otherwise horrible... We were going to set an NFL record for, like, worst punt return average of all time. And then Irvin came, and it's like...
It was really exciting.
I think we had negative.
Do you remember when, like, the whole bench was like, yeah?
Yeah, because I think they had negative return yards through, like, six games or even more than that, maybe.
Apparently, they hope that Tavon Austin will, like, basically do the same job as Tyler Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they signed him because Tyler Irvin is, like...
Has been hurt.
He's been in and out a lot.
Yeah, and they use him, too, like, those jet motion sweeps and a lot of fakes. And, I mean... Tavon Austin is, I mean, he's, at one time at least, was faster than Tyler Irvin. And he also has probably a better wide receiver skill set. So it'll be interesting to see how LaFleur uses him. There's also been the rumblings that maybe the Packers might look at Kenny Stills, who was cut by the Texans. Hmm. So he just cleared waivers, so the Packers would have a chance at him. But there's also some other news that came out of Houston with Will Fuller.
Oh, yeah.
So Brian Gutekunst looks pretty smart right now.
He had no clue this was coming. Give me a break.
He did not.
But you know, he's sitting there like, yep, I told you guys. We didn't need it.
So Will Fuller gets banned for 6 games for testing positive for a PED, performance-enhancing drug, that was on the bad substance list. So clearly the Packers did not know about this in advance, but... It kind of makes the point. It's like, if you would have given up a second-round pick for a rental player...
That would have been such a Packers move.
Well, what if...
Just like this Devin Funchess stuff.
Just like Devin Funchess.
Seriously, yeah. It would have just been like, okay, yep, sounds about right.
This is what we do. We go out, and we finally get a trade at the trade deadline, and this is what happens.
Chris Barnes hasn't played in a while. Did you know that?
He's been on that COVID... Yeah, him and A.J. Dillon have been on the COVID list forever.
Chris Barnes has finally been activated.
That's huge.
Weren't you talking about him earlier in the season about how good he is?
Chris Barnes has been great. Kamel Martin has been great.
Did we draft Chris Barnes?
He's an undrafted rookie.
Okay.
He's been really... Him and Kamel Martin are definitely the future, and I thought Kirksey hasn't played all that well. I think Kamel Martin and Chris Barnes have probably earned more playing time, and they'll probably be outplaying Kirksey by the end of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirksey's a veteran, but and these guys can play. Some quick other recap from the Bears game. There was a lot of question leading up to the game about, you know, how would Trubisky do, because he had been benched in favor of Nick Foles. Then Nick Foles gets a little banged up. And, yeah, the Bears just, they're just not that good. They're just not that good. And that defense, I mean, Roquan Smith at linebacker, and then... blanking on his name because he didn't do anything.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, no sacks.
That's crazy.
Unreal. And now the Bears were without Akeem Hicks, which is a big
deal, apparently.
A big deal, but
he shouldn't be the game changer.
He shouldn't.
Just one person. I mean.
But then Aaron Jones.
I just thought the Bears' defense was like a little bit deeper than just like one player being out and then being totally incapable.
They just crumble. He's the keystone.
Exactly. Keystone. Pretty much.
But Jones. Had 17 carries for 90 yards. Jamal Williams, 17 carries, 73 yards. So we ran it pretty much all over them very easily. And that was...
It's running back by committee right there.
It is. I want to see Jones out there more.
I know.
But I think they're like saving Jamal him. Williams. I do like Jamal Williams.
They're both good.
They're great. They're a great 1-2 punch. Other thing that we should really talk about is the MVP race.
Mm-hmm.
It's heating up, and it's being whittled down.
That's right? What I was gonna say. Heating up. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe that's not the best.
It's
word.
Narrowing.
It's narrowing. It's become more focused.
The leaders are starting to separate themselves from the rest of the pack.
Can you hear our audience just wondering? Tell us who it is.
Everyone knows. Okay, so we know all season they've been talking about pretty much Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. But also, Derrick Henry is in the mix as well.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to playing him in 2 weeks.
King Henry, as people say. Yeah. Yeah, the Titans are going to run all over us. It's going to be a disaster. Literally.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to, like, their game plan should be, like, okay, two people grab his feet and then just let him, you know, try to slow him down as he drags you across the field.
Tie his shoelaces together.
And then that'll somebody, and then maybe three people try to, like, jump on his back.
That sounds like a, it could work. I think the Packers
people
have
signed. People can't tackle him. They cannot tackle Derrick Henry.
I know.
He literally, it looks like a video game, like. He is just running through obstacles and just shredding
like
them.
Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bowl.
I don't get it. How is he that good?
He's who the Packers hope A.J. Dillon is.
A.J. Dillon hasn't done anything all season.
It is true the first three picks that the Packers have in this past draft have done.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, Josiah DeGuara, I think, had the potential to do stuff.
Yeah, I just tore his
ACL. But he got hurt.
Yeah.
So, but our later rounds are doing well. So remember that. Kamal Martin and John Runyon.
John Runyon Jr.
Runyon and Tunyon.
But Tunyon wasn't this draft.
I know, but I'm just mentioning the two names rhyme.
Which, Robert Tunyon, I think, leads NFL tight ends in touchdowns.
What? Seriously?
I think it's seven.
Kittle's been out injured, though, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah.
He has. So, yeah, the race is, you know, Russell Wilson has had a lot of turnovers in recent weeks, so he's kind of faded from that. I think Kyler Murray was in discussion at one point.
Zach Ertz is going to play against the Packers. He's been out injured.
Well.
For weeks.
Packers don't do well against athletic tight ends.
No.
Hey, Carson Wentz has really struggled, though. I had read somewhere that this is the worst drop-off, like a historic drop off of quarterback performance.
For who?
Which you hate to see. For Carson Wentz.
Oh,
he's just having
a really
bad year. And Doug Peterson, their head coach, indicated he's like, yeah, might be on the hot seat. Like,
Doug Peterson might be on the hot seat?
He kind of alluded to that in one of his press conferences, which dude's got a Super Bowl. I mean, that should at least buy you a few years.
Did Carson Wentz win a Super Bowl?
Well, Nick Foles came in because Wentz was
hurt.
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Who did they beat? The Patriots?
The Patriots. Remember, because there was that play where the Belichick called it where they threw it to Tom Brady, and Tom Brady looked so old and slow he couldn't catch it. And then Peterson calls the same, like, calls a play where they throw it to Foles and he catches it. Yeah.
Was that the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. But statistically speaking, if you look at it in comparison, Rodgers has thrown three more touchdowns than Mahomes. And if you look at quarterback rating, Mahomes is just slightly in front of Rodgers. Right now, Russell Wilson is ranked ninth.
Why are we still talking about Russell Wilson being MVP?
Okay, I think he's out of it. I think he's out of it.
He's thrown like 10 interceptions.
Yeah, he's thrown
a
lot.
If anybody votes for him, it's just because they like him as a person at this point.
Yeah. And in any year, I mean, statistically, this is Rodgers' best year, and he should be running away with it, but you could say the same thing with Mahomes. I mean, they're just both playing at a really high level, and Peter Bukowski and others have talked about this, that you also have to look at their supporting cast, and I mean, the weapons that the Chiefs have on offense are spectacular.
Yeah.
And
the supporting cast for the Chiefs is much higher in terms of ability and skill than what we have.
Right. And
Tyreek Hill is really good. How old is he?
I don't think he's that old. He's
when was he drafted?
The fastest, most dynamic player in the NFL.
Seriously. Is he would you say he's the top wide receiver if we were to look at rankings?
He might be.
Devontae Adams claims that he himself is.
Well, you know, Adams has to stay healthy.
Look it up. Wide receiver rankings.
There you go.
Devontae Adams is ranked as number one.
Yeah, and then there's Tyreek Hill right there. So you could argue.
And DK Metcalf, A+, A+, A+.
DK Metcalf is, he through his first season and a half, he has had better stats than Megatron.
Did you know that the Packers could have had DK Metcalf?
Yeah, and everyone else, because he got drafted in the second round.
Right, he was like a 60th pick or something.
He
65th.
He tested out of his mind. People were worried about his injury history because he had some some neck issues, like what JerMichael Finley would end his career. So people stayed away.
Okay, so Devontae Adams is ranked as number one. Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown. Who's that? He's with the Titans.
Yep.
Is he a rookie?
I don't know. He's not a rookie.
Keenan Allen. You go, Keenan Allen. He's old.
He's older, and he's come back from major injury.
Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Calvin Ridley, Justin Jefferson is number 9.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It sucks. That really sucks.
Because, like, the Packers are probably going to take him in the first round, and the Vikings moved up.
The Packers definitely would have, either him or Brandon Ayuk.
And the 49ers and the Vikings both, like, somehow moved their way, buttered the way up in the draft. I don't even know how they did it. Nobody ever wants to trade with the Packers, or the Packers are just too selective.
Well, they don't want to give up picks.
Tyler Lockett's number 11. I've never thought he's very good. Tyler Lockett. All right, let's look at this other. Okay, this other source, this is CBS Sports, ranks Tyreek Hill as number 1, Davante Adams as number 2.
Are these just fantasy football, though? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at them. What's crazy is it's because, and then think about the Mahomes and Rodgers are both in the running for MVP, and same with Metcalf,
mm-hmm,
with Wilson. So it basically, in order to be eligible for MVP, you like have to have a good wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can put up like the numbers.
Like a top 3 wide receiver.
Yeah, you're not putting up the numbers like they're putting up without a number 1, because a good number 1 receiver makes all your other receivers better too. You know, so I think that's the thing. It's like the drop off. The difference from Davante Adams to Alan Lazard and MVS
is so big.
It's so big when you look at who Mahomes has. He has Tyreek Hill, then he's got Sammy Watkins, who's a legit receiver, Mecole Hardman, who's a very dynamic player in his own right. And then
we now have Tavon Austin.
Tavon Austin, which 7 years ago would have been really exciting.
Yeah. Sammy Watkins is old, isn't he?
He's older, yeah.
And
Travis Kelce is just a phenomenal tight end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rodgers is probably better protected than Mahomes, but... Yeah, Mahomes is just playing out of his mind, too. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Okay, so now I brought up the NFL power rankings for week 13. Wow, Pittsburgh Steelers number 1.
They barely beat the Ravens.
And the Ravens.
Without Lamar Jackson.
Didn't have Lamar Jackson or other members of their team. Kansas City number 2. They're 10-1. Who beat them? The Raiders, right?
Did the Raiders?
The Las Vegas Raiders, I think. They've played them twice because they're in the same division.
Oh, yeah.
The Saints are number 3, 9-2. How did we beat the Saints?
They didn't have Michael Thomas.
Because, seriously. Green Bay Packers, number 4, 8-3. Most important game remaining, week 16 versus Tennessee. Yup. It'll be the Packers' only chance to prove they can beat a top-tier opponent heading into the playoffs. After their blowout loss at Tampa Bay and their overtime loss at the Colts, they could use a win over a legitimate Super Bowl contender to erase any doubts about whether they're legit themselves. So they need to beat a good team,
yeah,
is what this is saying. Do you think we can beat the Eagles and the Panthers and the Lions and the Bears? Because those are the other 4 games.
I think we can win all those games. Yeah, the Titans one is really...
scary.
I think the moves the Packers have been making lately... on defense, I think they signed 2 interior defensive linemen, like big guys. I think they're trying to address this.
Yeah.
Because they have to have some plan in place.
Who do we sign?
There's a couple.
Randos.
Yeah, some people to beef up the line. I mean, truly, this Titans game, I think it has implications for whether Mike Pettine will be back next year as defensive coordinator. If we get just ran all over again and it's like, yep, this is what happens with us. Like, this is what happens when we play the Vikings this past year. This is what happens when we play the 49ers last year. Like, teams that are physical up front, they just run all over us.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't believe the Seahawks are 8-3.
They've won so many close games.
Good.
They don't look good. Their defense is really bad.
But I thought they addressed that because they, like, picked up a couple people.
Yeah. These are just Band-Aids that you can do mid-season.
Then the last thing I wanted to talk about is the Pro Bowl. Because our nomination's out.
I'm listening.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, we do have...
Because Za'Darius Smith just tweeted that he was snubbed. So well, it made me feel like there's something out.
A quick response to our trivia from last week.
I'll look at Pro Bowl information.
So Jack from California answered correctly that Aaron Rodgers...
calling him California Jack.
California Jack. What was the... Was it from The Office? California. Oh, Rob California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jack. Jack California.
That's what we'll call him. That's what I meant, yeah.
Correctly stated that Aaron Rodgers' middle name is Charles. He also had a nice note here. It said, big storylines. If you recall, we talked about the 2004 quarter NFL draft because we were talking about Philip Rivers. So Jack brings up some good points here. Big storylines from the 2004 quarter NFL draft regarding quarterbacks. Eli Manning refused to go to San Diego, which prompted the trade. Also due to how Ryan Leaf flamed out at San Diego when he was drafted behind Peyton Manning. And some of you may know, Philip Rivers actually sat behind Drew Brees until the Chargers couldn't basically pay both of them anymore. So there's a lot of connections there. So a lot of big quarterbacks came out of that 04 draft, which it's pretty impressive when you look at it. Just to see how many quarterbacks are still in the league from that draft and still playing at a high level. I mean, Drew Brees and Philip Rivers still slinging it. So
I'm looking at the Pro Bowl voting. By the way, people, you can vote for Pro Bowl peeps now. So they don't – it's not everybody. It's not every single quarterback, right? Do they just pick ones that have, like, some pretty good stats on the year, or is this every single quarterback? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. There's two missing.
It's possible.
So it's pretty much everybody?
I guess so.
Look at Mahomes.
I want to give everyone a chance.
Mahomes and Brady are in the lead for votes.
And Tom Brady has
thrown. And then Wilson, and then Watson, and then Ryan, and then Aaron Rodgers. So he's not going to make the Pro Bowl.
Well, there's also there's the fan vote, but I think there's also coaches and players vote too.
So it's not just us. I voted for Aaron Rodgers. Next position.
Tom defense. Brady does not. Tom Brady.
Yeah, you're not going to the Pro Bowl, Tom. Come on.
Come on, Tom.
Come on, Tom. Defense? Look, you're just going to like scroll through this forever? This
no.
is ridiculous.
Look, you can change position.
Oh my goodness. I'm
not
going to spend
time doing that. But
let's see who they voted for the wide receivers, who's in the lead. DK Metcalf, Tyreek Hill,
DeAndre Hopkins.
Where's Davante Adams?
There he is.
Why is he that far down?
Right next to Will P.E.D. Fuller. Yep.
Why is he that far down?
He has been injured. He has been injured.
No, so this is like the
middle school. Justin Jefferson's above him.
Craig, this is like the middle school boys.
Oh.
Who do the middle school boys like? They're the ones that are on here voting. I guarantee you none of our fans are on voting for the Pro Bowl.
Well,
or are you guys?
Are you guys
voting? Maybe I should challenge you guys. Go vote for Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and all your other favorite Packer players for the Pro Bowl.
Hold it. Is this... This feels like you're ballot harvesting or something like that.
I've got gift cards.
Hey, stop it. We're gonna get banned from Anchor.
Oh.
All right.
This is just annoying. Who is this guy? McLaurin?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know his
you
first name.
You just selected him.
Well, deselect him. Vote for Davante.
Oh, gosh.
You've selected Davante.
Oh,
Adams.
You have a limited number of votes.
That makes sense.
I only have 4 votes remaining.
You could be really
overall
selective.
Votes, 3. Uncheck. Uncheck. Oop. Hey, yeah, this is stressful.
All right. Anything else for our listeners, Mary, before we sign off?
You said that Jack got the trivia.
Yes.
Did you announce the new trivia question?
The new trivia is...
It could be something with the Pro Bowl, or it could be something with the Eagles last time we played them, because that was last year at Lambeau.
It was.
They beat us.
They did. Who was missing?
There was something I wanted to mention earlier.
Oh, okay.
Put the trivia on pause. Apparently at the end of the Colts game, Robert Tonyan was like wide open before overtime. Ooh. And Aaron Rodgers totally didn't see him.
That's right.
He was looking for Adams. And on the Pat McAfee show after that game, he admitted to it. He's like, yeah, I was paying attention to what had worked the previous play. And apparently Tunyon was like waving his arms and like wide open, and that would have won them the game.
Yeah. And so, we weren't able to
We were on like the 6 yard line or something. It was just like ridiculous. Like, I feel like if you can't score a touchdown and you're the 6 yard line at the end of the game, like, you probably don't deserve to win. Honestly. Yeah, you score 3 points the whole second half and then you miss somebody that's wide open.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be better. Right. Be better. Look at the field, see who's there.
Yes.
So, kind of a bothered
I don't know if it was on McAfee or in one of the post-game press conferences, but Rodgers also just commented on how his relationship with LaFleur is blossoming. Yeah. I think
it's maybe a little bromance.
It is. They're
Rodgers and LaFleur are getting along great, and they both compliment each other in the press conferences. Like, Rodgers is always like, well, he said that the play calling was like, he complimented it a few times, and then he said it was like
the best called game.
Yes, one of the best called games he's ever played in. And then that Matt LaFleur's play calling is like subtle simplicity that is just, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I think it means, I mean, Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, having the season that he is, he just seems to be in a really good place. Like, if you compare this to 2 years ago, I mean, the body language, the throwaways, they aren't happening.
He seems a lot more comfortable.
It's so crazy.
And he definitely, like, Matt and Aaron are like close to the same age, and they like spent a lot of time together on Zoom meetings in the off season, just like talking about offense. And Matt LaFleur mentioned in one of his pressers, he said that, like, of course I take into consideration what Aaron has to offer in terms of the play calling. He's like, he's the leader on the field. He's executing the plays. Like, what he thinks matters.
Yeah.
And he said that, and it's like that's all that Aaron has wanted.
It is.
He's wanted to be able to contribute, because it's true. When you're the leader on the field and you are actually in the action, like, what you think does matter. And so him being able to contribute and work with LaFleur to kind of like figure out the best options.
Yeah.
But you just hope that Aaron, you know, can take a back seat when he needs to, and when LaFleur needs to be the coach and not Aaron saying, like, I know better.
Yeah, I think,
like, missing Tunyon wide open on the – I think that has to do with Aaron calling the play, because he made it sound like he was calling these at the end of the game. Yeah. And so part of that, I think, yeah. So anyway, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I think their relationship, it seems to have mutual respect, which I think that was lacking with McCarthy.
Yeah.
From both sides, I think.
I think McCarthy just didn't want to help Aaron at all, or he wanted to have all the glory of him. It was him that figured it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Aaron is great because of me. I'm not great because of him.
Well, and if that is the case,
it's a power struggle.
It was. Yeah. So anyway, Eagles upcoming. It's a game the Packers should win.
Nobody has voted for centers for the Pro Bowl.
Well, Corey Linsley needs to be getting voted for. There he is. Yeah, way to use a vote on that.
Oh, I have 5 votes. Oh, I see. These are per category.
You're going to vote for 5 centers?
Yeah.
Boy.
Okay, trivia, Craig.
All right.
I have 6 votes I can use for tight ends.
Okay, here's a question for you. How many years did the Eagles' current head coach, Doug Peterson, play for the Packers?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. He played for the Packers?
He was a backup, mostly. Yeah.
Quarterback.
How many years, was he on the Packers roster? We'll say that. All right. That's all I got.
Did we talk about everything on the outline?
We covered the whole outline.
Are you sure?
Top to bottom, front to back.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
Okay. All right. Make sure you guys vote for the Packers for the Pro Bowl, because they always tend to get upset if they don't get in.
Yeah,
I don't know what Za'Darius Smith meant by snubbed today on Twitter.
Man, we got to get to the bottom of this.
So, yeah. Don't know.
Snubbed.
If you guys know, send us an email or a tweet.
That could be.
Give them the Twitter handle.
@pack_chat. That's how you find us.
Give them the email.
packchatpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you guys hopefully next week, and if not, 2 weeks from now.
If the Packers win, we'll probably talk to you next week. If they lose, it'll probably be 2 weeks.
We need a lot of processing time when they lose.
Yeah.
It hurts too much.
It's not easy for us.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, tell them about the Vince Lombardi thing.
Yeah, Vince, I have to look up the quote. I'll share it on Twitter.
Oh, just say it.
It was something like, if you're a fan and you sulk about a loss for more than 5 minutes or something, you need to prioritize things. That's the gist, the gist of it. He said it more eloquently, but something like that. I'm pretty sure it was a quote attributed to Lombardi. But if not, it's still a good thing to live by.
Oh, and I know another fun thing I want you guys to do. This is a challenge from Mary to you, is you need to find a song that Jamal Williams has danced to. Like, they have this dance cam thing where they, like, take videos of him dancing to music at practice and, like, pregame stuff. And you need to copy his dance and send it to us. You can text it to us or email it. And then what we'll do is next week, we will do the dance and send and post the video of us doing it on our website. How's that sound, Craig? Wow. So we will only do the one of his dances if you guys do one. We need at least one and get it sent to us. We won't be publishing your dance, don't worry. Only Craig and I will view it. But just look up, like, if you go to Packers.com, they, like, do dance cam stuff, or, like, on Instagram if you follow the Packers. So you got to find a video of him dancing, play the music, do the same little dance, and then send it our way. That'll be kind of fun. And then if you do that, Craig and I will copy it and do the same dance and post it on the website.
I didn't sign up for this, but I'll do it. I'll do this. All right. Well, thank you guys all for listening.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Go Pack, go. Hopefully we beat the Eagles. Beat the Eagles, please. Redemption.
And stay cheesy.